What up, what up, what up? It's the Wolfpack Trey Show, starring Wolfpack Trey. I am your host, Wolfpack Trey. This is episode motherfucking 40. Fuck you talking about? You thought I was about to clap? You about to shoot some shit out. We about to shoot this bitch. I wish I had a real gun, but I can't have guns no more. But it's okay. We back in here, y'all. Episode 40. Back to back. Y'all thought, because I took a little bit of time off and I said I was going to do one on Halloween and I didn't, I was going to not do one 2 days in a row. Yeah. Because it's some shit that I was listening to on the playback from last episode that I did. Well, the second part from the same episode. But anyways, we're not going to talk about that. There's a lot of shit we was skipping. That I talked about the first time around, but yeah. So anyways, I was watching, or I started watching, the Rush Hour TV series. Anybody remember that? Y'all, if y'all know that was a thing, anybody remember that? I knew of it, but I never gave it a chance because, like, it's Rush Hour, so I'm like, why would they make that into a TV series? And the fact of these niggas is not who I seen growing up, so it's just like I never gave it a chance. But I'm older and I got an open mind about certain things, and I'm like, you know what, let me at least watch it, because I can't knock something that I can't say it's trash if I ain't seen it. So I'm like three episodes in. I think I watched three episodes already. I don't know, like, when I watch it, I'm kind of like super high at that point, so I kind of remember some shit when I go back to certain episodes and I kind of don't. Excuse me. But for the most part, it's not the worst shit I ever seen in my life. Like, I've seen some terrible shit. It's just the fact that, like, they could have just, like, I see what they was doing, I guess, and, like, it's the same elements of Rush Hour in certain parts, and it's different, and they trying to, like, they obviously got to make a new storyline, because they basically making a whole series off of movies, but it only lasted one season. But I feel like they should have just named it something else. I feel like they just tried to do a cash grab, named it Rush Hour the TV series, and then yeah. But for the most part, it's like not the worst shit ever. So it's only 12 episodes, so I'm only like three episodes in, so we're gonna see. And yeah, Drake dropped today. I only listen to, like, again, three songs. I'm gonna listen to it whenever I'm moving around. I ain't really, like, in between me getting off last night and now, I've been, like, listening to, like, my playlist. The Wolfpack Trey playlist on YouTube, if you fuck with some good shit and good music, if you got a good ear like I do, and you be on YouTube like I do. Damn, I need a drink. Hold on. You be on YouTube like I do, and you tapped in with that YouTube Music, the best fucking music streaming app ever, you would know that I got two playlists. One that I just created not too long ago, and that's for, like, the, you know, dark black heart vibes. You know, you just on some different type of ways. You might be feeling some type of way about a certain person. You might just be on some, like, fuck you type shit. You might be on some, like, I love you type shit. So that's the playlist for that. That's called the Wolfpack Trey Late Night Mix. And for the Savages Only, I got the I Love Wolfpack Trey Mix. And that's been growing for at least a year now. So, yeah, man. Check those out. And that's what I really been listening to, because I'm in a process of getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. We got to start upgrading. We got to start doing better. Like, we can't just keep doing the same shit, running and pacing, not getting nowhere. We got to actually fucking try. And when you actually try, nigga, you get some results. Trust me. Like, you get some good results. So work hard. Don't give up. Don't let nobody knock you off your pivot. don't pay attention to what other niggas talking about because, like, who cares? Like, just do you. Let the, like I say, the stars already aligned, bro. You just gotta keep it moving. Like, you can't. I feel like it's like basically playing Mortal Kombat. Like, if you consistently play, you're gonna get better. If you in between, you're gonna slowly but surely at some point get better. But if you don't play at all, and then you try to come back to it like a year later, you're gonna be trash, even if not even worse than what you was before when you was actually trying and you was making progression. That was literally the first thing that popped in my head. I don't know. I didn't know a other way to explain that situation. But with Mortal Kombat, it just made sense. So it goes hand in hand. But yeah, it ain't really too much from yesterday besides just me just talking shit. I already talked about everything movie-wise and music-wise. This episode really is just, like, just talking. I don't know. I ain't really got too much going on. I'm just chilling, taking a break from whatever I had going on. I got my days off. This might be Wolfpack Trey's days off, too. You know? Yeah. Really just been vibing. Listening to some tunes. Touching myself up. Not saying it like that. But like, you know, getting myself together. Becoming a motherfucking... Just like a fucking... Just that nigga, bro. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to say like a god or something. But because that would sound kind of egotistical. But I'm just becoming a motherfucking better version of myself. And I see it. So it's just like... I'm on some like real... sensei type shit. Just making the right decisions, not letting nobody control and alter my life and alter my thinking, and I'm living my life like I want to live my life, and nobody can tell me different. And whoever tries, I'm gonna respectfully let you know, mind your business, move the fuck around. I'ma still do me at the end of the day, no matter what you mean or what you say or how you feel about it. I don't care. I do not care about what you say or what you think. I do not care. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm just skating. Niggas really be mad. Like, oh, why don't you take things serious? Why don't you just, you should take this serious like I should or I do. You should take this serious like I do. Like, bro, I don't... Just because you care about certain things don't mean I have to give a fuck about it. And you see me skating through life just because you, like, motherfuckers just be stressing out about certain things and they look at me like... And I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do, do-do. They like, what? How is... Like, why are you not... Bro. Like, I'm not about to let some temporary fucking shit that don't mean nothing get to me. Like, at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, you got to work to survive. But this job shit don't mean nothing. Like, at the end of the day, it's going to be a point in time where this shit going to end. And it's inevitable. So, why do you take it... Like, I'm not about to take it that serious. Like, when I take certain things serious, it's, like, really, really important. Like, obviously, my child and taking care of my family. I take it that serious. But I'm not about to stress myself out about it. I'm not about to overthink about certain situations, really. And that's what I've been doing. Like, motherfuckers don't understand. Like, you got to start with your mental. If you don't, like, if your thinking process fucked up, you're not going to be moving right. Your body going to be fucked up. So, I've had a lot of training in my mental on certain things and reacting a certain way and not not let motherfuckers get to me, because I used to let motherfuckers get to me. But I choose not to do that no more, so I'm not going to let it happen again. Yeah, it's called growth and being better. Like, if you want to say it's being selfish or whatever the fuck you decide to call it, because you don't understand, because you can't live that life, or you choose not to live that life because your thinking is just fucked up. That's on you. And yeah, that's really about it though on that part. Like, I'm not worried about it. I'm living my life, and life is good. If you sit there and let people like control your mind, you're never gonna get nowhere. If you don't try at least once, or as like at least try a couple times, you're not getting nowhere. If you just keep on making up scenarios on why you can't do this, or making situations, or why you making excuses on why you can't do certain things, that's on you. If you want to be a fucking pussy, that's on you. And nobody feels sorry for your ass. I don't, to be honest. Like, I work hard every day. I take care of my responsibilities. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have to feel bad for somebody that don't feel sorry for themselves. And if you want to call it whatever you want to call it, hey, you just talking. That shit do not matter to me. As long as you're not putting your motherfucking hands on me, I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga. Like, what's words gonna do to me? Like, if anything, shit, my words gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt. Yeah, it's gonna hurt you no more than it's gonna hurt me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm living my life, and the motherfuckers that I choose to be around are doing great, because I don't be around fucking losers. I be around winners. And if you aren't doing what the fuck you're supposed to, I'm not about to be around you. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, get your shit together. Like, you ain't in at least trying. I don't give a fuck. You work at McDonald's. Nigga, you need to get some money. You need to do something. And if you up there and you fucking in your 30s or something, and if it ain't a situation where, like, a family member living at your house, or some situation where you got to hold somebody down for a little period of time, my nigga, you need to get it together, my nigga. You can't be living over nobody's house, my nigga. If anything, people got to be living over your house. That got to be that situation. And it's a lot of niggas that's over 30 that live with their mom still. And that shit is pretty fucking tragic. So, get it together. Stop making excuses. Yeah. Hold on, man. Alright, my bad. Yeah, my daughter gonna be 3 next week, Black Friday, so we getting ready for that. It's gonna be pretty cool. We just gonna kick it and shit. It's gonna be a good time. I feel like her birthday was just not too long ago. Time fly by. It's gonna be just trying to enjoy the time while I got it before she older, doing whatever she doing. But yeah. Take care of your goddamn responsibilities. Stop making goddamn excuses. Just fucking, I don't know. Just stop being a hoe. Like, just stop doing whatever the fuck you doing. And look yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, wake up. It's time to get it going. Like, you sitting over there not trying, unmotivated. I'm having motherfuckers feel sorry for you. I'm not about to feel sorry for you. So you need to step it up. Work harder. You can do it. And I ain't trying to like down nobody, but if you're not trying, you're just a hoe. Really. It ain't no goddamn excuse, bro. Like, they building new jobs every day. And it ain't no excuse. And if you broke and you too good to work at McDonald's, you just don't want no money. Because how does that make sense? Motherfuckers be too good to work somewhere. Oh, I'm good. I'm not about to ever work at this. Like, bro, you're not getting no money. Like, you talking about the people that work at a certain place. On paper, they're getting more money than you. Weekly or biweekly or however much. Their monthly income is way more than yours, even though you think their job is petty. They're getting more money than you. So, you're not working. You're not doing nothing. You're wasting time. You're wasting space. Like, your mom or whoever you live with, they mad, bro. You need to step it up. They pissed off. They tired of you walking around their motherfucking crib doing whatever. Like, it ain't. You gotta try, bro. Like, you can't be sitting and not doing shit forever. And if you is, damn. God damn. But anyways, really on some positive shit. Yeah, stars the line for me. I'm cruising. I'm coasting. I'm vibing. I ain't let nobody break my spirit. I'm good. It's probably about that time to get a new car at some point. Not saying that my car like down bad, but at some point, probably about next year, if not next year, 2025, get a new car. Might fuck around, keep my old one if it lasts that long. But yeah, get something nice. Get a nice Honda, of course. Honda gang. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? But this is really just one of those episodes where I'm just not really talking about nothing. This really, like I said, the show that I talk, the show about, what's the quote of the show again? Damn, I'm going to have to look it up. It's been a while since I motherfucking put it on there. The show about everything and nothing at all. Yeah. So basically, sometimes I might be talking about some like topics, and sometimes I just might be talking about not shit. I ain't about to be saying no crazy out of pocket shit, like trying to get some motherfucking listeners on some shock value shit, trying to get on the Shade Room, trying to talk crazy about somebody, I don't know, some celebrity or whoever the fuck. If I got my opinions about certain, speaking of, what's that boy Diddy on? That boy Diddy, he going crazy, ain't he? Well, I ain't worried about nobody. Like, and I got my opinion. Like, if you scared to say something about somebody, that's a thug. Like, you just a hoe. But yeah, it's the truth though. Like, bro, what you own, bro? You blowing up people's cars, bro, in the driveway. So it was a story that just dropped or whatever. This nigga Diddy, I guess in 2012 when Kid Cudi and Cassie was messing around or whatever, he had told her that he was going to blow up Kid Cudi's car. And one day this nigga walked out the house and his car blew up, bro. Like, what? Is it that serious, bro? Like, you act, this is not power, bro. Like, what you want? This boy watched the motherfucking, was it Casino? When that nigga Robert De Niro car blew up at the end? Or was it Godfather? Not Godfather, but Goodfellas. It was one of them, bro. Like, bro, you seen too many of the mafia movies, bro. You is not one of them, bro. Stop, bro. You think you the Joker, my guy. You blowing up cars, bro. You having niggas do GTA shit, planting bombs, bro. He did a GTA 3 mission, bro. That's literally a GTA 3 mission, bro. You take a nigga, bro. I swear to God, if you niggas play GTA like I do, bro, and GTA 3 is a mission. When you gotta pick up a nigga car, it's like the beginning of the game. You gotta pick up a nigga car and take it to the bomb shop and plant a bomb in it and go back and park his car. You can't get no scratches on it. This nigga gonna get in the car, it's gonna blow up. Bro, you was not in Grand Theft Auto This is not power. Stop. You is not fucking Ghost, my nigga. Cut it out. And this nigga was on some other shit, bro. You tripping, dog? Over a Trish? Whatever them niggas be saying. Like, bro, it's not that serious, bro. Like, you wilding, bro. You giving real fucking, like, that's like a, like, not to be on some race shit, but that's what, like, some Mexican, that's what Mexican niggas be on with their girlfriends, bro. You on some real Mexican nigga type shit, bro. With that type vibe, man. You tripping, ball. You tripping, ball. I don't even know what I said, but that's a new word, ball. You a ball. I don't even know what that is. You tripping, ball. Like, bro, what's wrong with you? Like, and that nigga Kid Cudi must have been spooked, bro. Because he ain't said nothing. Because if that wasn't true, if that wasn't the truth, you would have just hopped on and just like, bro, that's not true. And on top of that, bro, like, that was, like, so low-key. I don't remember that, like, I don't even know if that was, like, in the news or nothing back in the day. I don't remember seeing nothing like that. But that nigga was low-key about that shit. That nigga was spooked. No wonder that nigga Kid Cudi don't really be coming outside. That nigga, he's scared to get in cars, bro. I would be scared to get in the car, too, after that. Like, bro, I would walk outside and my car just literally blew up, bro. Like, on some motherfucking terrorist type shit. Like, no. I'm walking everywhere. I'm taking a motherfucking bike, man. I'm gonna take one of the. I'm gonna put a motherfucking a motor on a fucking bike. One of them niggas that be, you seen that shit? When them niggas be putting that shit on a bike and they be like driving and shit with the bike, it's like a fucking motorcycle, bicycle type shit. I'm gonna get one of those. The fuck, you gonna plant a bomb on that? Like. I'm gonna ride a skateboard or something. I'm gonna have to take the public bus. Well, nah, I don't know. If you blow up a bus, bro, that's out of pocket. A public bus, you're dangerous. You're really dangerous, bro. So yeah. I don't know. That's like a real risk if you did that. Like, you wouldn't know what, but like, you have to really be on some like Hitman type shit to like know what time I will leave my house and what bus stop I would go to and what bus would be picking me up from what stop and like what like bro, you, it would be a lot. So no. So yeah, I would do shit like that. Or take the if I gotta go out of town or something, shit, take the Greyhound. I don't know. I'm gonna have to do something. But I couldn't imagine getting in the car and that, and starting the car and that bitch could do over, game over. You are dead. You can't respawn. It's over. You have no fucking continue. Like, that's over. You're not pressing X. You're not going. You going to the main menu, bro, and it's gonna be heaven. And it's a wrap. It's a wrap. But yeah, man, I wanted to give y'all another one. I just wanted to throw another one out there. Just toss that bitch out there real quick. I was going to press a button, but I don't know what none of these buttons do. I'm getting a new sound bar for my podcast. So it's going to be a lot of new shit coming in the near future. It's going to be a lot of new shit coming. I know I said I was going to do the visuals, but I've been back and forth about the visuals. I don't really want to, like, be sitting and have people stare at me on, like, that's just weird, bro. I just don't really like that. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't want to have a camera in my face and just be talking the whole time to where when somebody watching it, that's all they're just looking at is just me. Just looking at me. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm just sitting here talking. You can listen to me talk. You don't have to see me. Like, if you really want to see me, you can see me some way, but you don't have to be looking at me directly whenever I'm doing this. Like, I feel like that's really unnecessary. And I feel like that's kind of like the defeats the purpose of the podcast. Like, I don't know. Everybody's so quick to do the visuals, the podcast. Like, that's cool, don't get me wrong, but I feel like the original, authentic podcast way is the audio only, radio type vibe. You're not watching, like, they just started doing that shit, like, YouTube, watching, like, interviews on the radio and radio type shit. But, like, back in the day, no, you wasn't, like, you had to listen to them niggas, bro. And, yeah, if you a female, my voice might make you wet or something. I don't know. You might be looking at me and not get wet, but if you just listening to my voice and you imagining what I might look like, you definitely getting wet. For sure. But that's not really, yeah, I don't know what I was going on from there. But yeah, I appreciate y'all. This has really been a cool little sparring. It's like a little sparring little thing in a boxing match. I'm just trying to karate chop my way to the top, get better with my craft, and start doing different shit. I'm on a roll today. I might fuck around and stream some shit on YouTube. Some Mortal Kombat matches for a little bit. I done did a lot. But, yeah, I feel like DJ Khaled, bro. You know? God did. Peace.